Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Thank you for giving me the best job I've ever had, and I've had a lot of great ones. But being a chancellor of the school system that changed my own life, and working with you and Dennis Walcott for over 8 years now to change the lives of others, truly has been an extraordinary experience.
Well, say goodbye to Joel Klein, going to work for Rupert Murdoch after 8 years as New York City Schools Chancellor. Say hello to his replacement, Kathleen Black, chair of Hearst Magazines. Like Joel Klein, she comes from the business world with no education experience. She herself went to Catholic school, sent her kids to private boarding school, and lives on Park Avenue and in Connecticut. She was candid yesterday about the learning curve ahead of her.
I have no illusion about this being an easy next 3 years. Quite the opposite. But what I ask for is your patience as I get up to speed on all of the issues facing K-12 education today.
So it's a challenge, she admits, and something very new that she's going to start at the top with. But Mayor Bloomberg wasn't looking for a master teacher.
We knew that the next chancellor would have to be a world-class manager with the skills to lead an incredibly complex organization that has 1.1 million customers, 135,000 employees, and a $23 billion annual budget. Someone who has a proven track record of taking big organizations to the next level.
With me now, education reporter Maura Waltz from the education website gothamschools.org.
Hi, Brian.
And business reporter Matt Flam. He covers media for Crane's New York Business. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Brian.
And listeners, we have a two-question poll about this on our politics website. It's a freecountry.org, as well as an article. One question is about the Joel Klein legacy. Is he A, mostly a success for his willingness to challenge tenure and seniority rules to improve education for the children? B, mostly a failure for measuring success so much on standardized test scores and alienating parents and teachers as much as he did? Or C, it's more complicated than that. The other question notes that Kathy Black attended Catholic school, sent her kids to private school, had never worked a day in education, and we ask, in your opinion, this should disqualify her from this position, or it doesn't matter as long as she's a great manager, as she is known to be. So go to WNYC.org or itsafreecountry.org and answer those poll questions and read the article on this topic if you like. Add your voice on the air as well. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Matt Flam, Mayor Bloomberg called Kathy Black a superstar manager. Would a lot of people who've worked with her call her that?
I think most people would say she's a good manager. She's a very strong, decisive, assertive has a lot of authority in what she does. Doesn't hesitate to make tough decisions. You know, she's closed a lot of titles when they weren't making money. Started a number of titles that looked risky. So yeah, she's a standout. I mean, she lasted 15 years as head of Hearst Magazines. That's a pretty long tenure in the magazine world.
And when you say started titles, that means started different magazines that were considered risky. Why do you think Mayor Bloomberg chose her for chancellor over other good managers he knows? Any idea?
Any idea why?
Yeah.
This whole thing has me scratching my head. She's an impressive person. She's definitely a strong person, very smart, kind of fearless. You know, she's gone into a lot of new positions. I think a lot of people always speak about she was the first publisher of first female publisher of a consumer magazine at New York Magazine in the late 70s. So I think she's up for anything. You know, whether she'll be good at this, I don't know.
Here's a little more of Kathy Black from her introductory news conference yesterday.
I've lived and worked in New York for most of my adult life, and I'm very excited about this incredible opportunity to make a difference in the lives of our young people.
So, Maura Walsh, she makes it sound like volunteer work, you know, mm-hmm. looking forward to doing good deeds. Does this have people in education scratching their heads?
It has a lot of them scratching their heads. One of the biggest criticisms that Chancellor Klein received when he was appointed was that he wasn't an educator. He was a lawyer. Kathy Black actually has even less experience with the public school system than Chancellor Klein did. Klein had come up through the school system here. He taught for briefly. The only experience that Kathy Black has with the school system is that she's on the advisory board of a charter school here, and she's only been doing that for less than a year. So a lot of people who think that the school should be run by an educator are definitely pretty upset about this.
Any idea what her role is? Again, somebody who hasn't had any education background, I wonder when's the last time she was ever even in a public school, if she's ever been in a public school, other than maybe this charter school that she's on the board of. How do you get to be on the advisory board of a charter school without any education experience? Do you know how that works? Because
yeah,
I'm sure it's not the only case.
She was introduced to the head of Harlem Village Academies, Deborah Kenny. She was introduced through the chairman of their board, who is also in magazine publishing. He's the head of Essence Magazine, the co-founder. And so he introduced the two of them last year. And Deborah Kenny said yesterday that Kathy Black was immediately like, what can I do to help? I'm really engaged in this issue. I want to learn more about it. And so Deborah Kenny is very enthusiastic about her. But that definitely appears to be her first involvement with the city schools.
Debbie in Queens, a teacher. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Debbie.
Hi, thank you. Well, I'm open to a new person coming in. I try to keep an open mind when it comes to, you know, the business background. I think for me, you know, that was a nice draw when Barack Obama came in. You know, I was like, wow, you know, he's a professor, and of course he comes at things with a mind for research and reflection. And I would only hope that Ms. Black could do the same thing, because we're really sort of in a tailspin. And I'm not saying that, you know, we have to always handle our, everything with kid gloves, because it's school and we deal with children. But there does have to be somebody there that adds some kind of human touch, is not so bureaucratic and, you know, cut and dry about making cuts, moving things forward, testing, because we're losing a lot of good people through that effort. And I don't look forward to that kind of thing. I know that when it came to even the little things like parking permits and things that our teachers used to have, they took those away. It didn't cost the city anything at all to keep those. And I found that to be kind of cold, almost like there was a bureaucrat saying, we need to save money, let's do it here, let's just cut it, without thinking, well, how are these teachers going to work? I mean, I work in a school that has kids in wheelchairs. I have to go out and do alternate start side and move the car constantly in the middle of the day. And no one ever thought about that.
So that's part of the Klein legacy for you. That's very personal. Debbie, Debbie, thank you very much. Jennifer in Maplewood, you're on WNYC, a New York City school teacher. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, a New York City school teacher for a number of years, stepped away from it now. 2 points. One, I have a question. I'm unclear about how someone can be an effective manager if they don't understand the nuances of what they're managing, A. And B, as someone who invested years upon years and thousands of dollars in becoming certified, I just am outraged that she gets to avoid this process.
Jennifer, thank you. And let me throw that to our business reporter. Matt, some of her notable achievements, according to the press reports I've seen today, you could confirm these, I guess, helped turn USA Today from a money loser into a big winner in the 1980s, recruited Oprah to launch a magazine. Of course, her old magazine is very successful. Shut down Tina Brown's Talk magazine when it didn't look like it was going to work. And they say she's like Michael Bloomberg, and you were getting at this before. It tells you exactly what she wants, is very direct. Does any of that apply to running a school system of the proportions the mayor described? And to the caller's point, how much does that get around knowing the nuances of the content of what you're going to manage?
You know, I think there are different points of view on this. You know, there is a feeling in the business world that anybody can manage anything. I don't think that's always true. Does she have the potential to be a good leader, you know, in the school system? I think sure, but she's going to have a tremendous amount to learn. So I just think it's certainly a gamble.
Which she acknowledges, Maura Walsh. So what do you think that learning curve might be like, and how do you think she might go about it?
Well, yesterday at the press conference when Bloomberg announced her appointment, she was very upfront, as you said, about having a lot to learn. She asked for the public's patience as she got up to speed. And the other thing that she said that she was going to lean heavily on the team that Chancellor Klein has put into place already. So there's 8 deputy chancellors. It sounded like she was definitely going to be relying heavily on them to both catch her up and also sort of manage the day-to-day operations while she does that.
Patience is such an unusual word in this context, and we heard it in the clip that we played. Asking for people's patience as she gets up to speed to lead the organization, to lead the continuation of what the mayor hopes is a historic transformation of public education. And she asked for patience as she gets up to speed, rather than saying, okay, I don't come from this world, but I know I've got what it takes, and I know I can turn public schools around, and coming out with some of her ideas. I was just surprised by the plea for patience for somebody who's coming in to be the CEO.
I think that one of the things that is really interesting about this choice of Kathy Black is that it definitely seems to be an indication that the mayor wants somebody who is sort of will calmly and steadily, like, steer the path that he's already laid out. It definitely seems like something where he wasn't looking for someone to bring in a lot of new ideas that the department hasn't seen before. The department has, you know, experienced a lot of change over the past 8 years, and some would say maybe even too much. Definitely it seems like her role, or the way that she's thinking about her role, is to sort of continue that, the work that Chancellor Klein has already done.
Carol in Sheepshead Bay, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I just happen to be a retired employee for Hearst Magazines. I worked there for 32 years
uh-huh.
under many presidents. I'm retired about 10 years now, but Kathy Black came on board, you know, I don't write dates down, but, you know, perhaps 5 years before I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And you misread her. It was not a plea. She's just such a confident, special person that she could just be honest. It's just her honesty. But she's such an excellent manager. Besides that, her personality, the first time I had a one-on-one with her, she started, you know, just weeks before our annual big Hearst magazine party, and that was during the dot-coms, and it was this magnificent affair at Times Tavern on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
And there she was, brand new, just a couple of weeks on the job, at the door, personally greeting, handshaking, everyone walking in. And I remember saying to her, I said, wow, thank you for this beautiful party you're giving us. And she had this surprised, sort of embarrassed look on her face. And she was totally honest. She said, gee, I just started here. I didn't, you know, don't thank me for this party. You know, and it's such a nice, genuine, mm-hmm. you know, she could just be so honest with herself.
What else, Carol? What else made her a great manager? Because obviously you worked for her and had a very positive opinion of her.
Well, this could be a silly point, but the president, the head before her, a male, you know, when you're there for 25 years or 10 years, you get these corporate gifts. And I remember the gift I got from the last CEO was this stunning Tiffany tray that had the Hearst emblem engraved in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm embarrassed to show it. It looks like I stole it from the Good House King dining room. And the first thing she did, I mean, it's a silly little thing, but that's how connected she is with people. She must have said, this is the most ridiculous thing. And that was the end of engraved Hearst gifts. And now, you know, the gift that I got there, I think it was 25 years maybe, a stunning crystal from Tiffany, but it's not engraved with her stuff. It's a silly little point, but that's mm-hmm. how keen she is. And she's the type of manager that at least we weren't aware of her, but there was always positive comments. I mean, she was wonderful.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
your
call.
I think she's going to be great for the city. Bloomberg is very smart for hiring her.
Thank you very much. And Maura Walls, you know, again, if she's going to be a stay-the-course kind of chancellor and maybe just try to continue to implement the overhaul policies that Joel Klein came up with, maybe she's somebody who can do that along the lines of what Carol was just describing without alienating so many parents and so many teachers along the way. Do you think that's possible because it was his personality and his style, or do you think it's impossible because if you're going to rock the boat for change, you're going to make all those enemies?
It's definitely one theory that personality has a lot to do with the selection of her. I think it's going to be hard for her in any case, though, because first of all, it's been a really rough year for the city school system. There was tremendous public outcry against closing 19 schools last year. A lawsuit from the teachers union successfully stopped the city from doing that. And then this summer, the state recalibrated the test scores, so the city students, it turned out, weren't doing nearly as well as a lot of people thought they were. So she's got her work cut out for her, and a lot of the policies that she'll be implementing are still tremendously controversial just on their merits. And so I think that, you know, however much she wants to or is able to smooth things over and without alienating people, I think that it will still be a tremendously difficult task.
We're talking about Joel Klein leaving for the media world and Kathy Black coming from the media world to be the next New York City Schools Chancellor. With education reporter Maura Walls from GothamSchools.org and media reporter Matt Flam from Crain's New York Business, and Chris in Sunset Park. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, good morning. Am I the only person that sees like a little bit of the media oligarchy in a nutshell in this thing? And we've got Bloomberg LLC taking out a woman from Hearst, and meanwhile, Joel Klein is moving on to News Corp, all in high, you know, executive positions. But my problem is what the mayor said yesterday was that his main reason for naming her was jobs, jobs, jobs. And I don't see how her being appointed equals jobs. And the other thing is I'd like to know how much of a pension Mr. Klein's going to be receiving for his 8 years in office.
Okay. Interesting questions. And three of them, really, in that call from Chris, Matt. First on jobs, jobs, jobs. We didn't play that clip, but the mayor did say that. He sees Kathy Black coming in, helping to focus the school system on the ultimate goal, jobs, jobs, jobs for its graduates, because she has created many jobs as a manager in business. Is there necessarily a relationship between those two?
I do not see. I don't see a connection. I think there is this idea that if you're from the business world, you know what the business world needs from the educational system, but that still seems like a long shot for me.
Maura, anything on that?
I think that what the mayor meant, right, was, as Matt said, that you know, coming from the business world, she'll know what the schools need to do to prepare students for the business world. It did strike a lot of people as a really sort of strange comment. Particularly for talking about someone who doesn't have an education background. But the one of the things that the mayor has sort of pointed to over and over again is that our schools need to prepare students for the new economy. I think it's really interesting that he said that about someone who comes from the publishing industry, which, you know, as people know, is sort of struggling. I think it was really unclear sort of what exactly Bloomberg meant by that.
And as far as noting the media connections and media mogul connections to this whole thing, it is kind of interesting, Matt. Is there sort of, I don't know, if there's a military-industrial complex out there somewhere, is there now a media-educational complex in New York City?
It could be. I mean, media is one of the biggest businesses in New York. And Rupert Murdoch might see an opening here, especially as publishing moves into digital, you know, on the electronic side, and there might be opportunities. And I would think that Joel Klein might also have the connections that he'd want, for pushing that business forward.
Not that media is necessarily bad. if it's done well, it's, you know, there's a relationship to education there, certainly in theory. But what do you make, Matt, of Joel Klein going to work for Rupert Murdoch's News Corp? He says he'll be working on entrepreneurial projects related to education. Any idea what those kinds of things might be?
I really don't. The only thing I can think of is some way to perhaps to use News Corp assets. There's Dow Jones. There's a lot of business information. Some of that can be used for higher education, or maybe they're thinking about digital books. It's not clear to me.
And Maura, maybe it'll persuade Murdoch to support adequate funding for public schools because they'll have more money to spend on his products.
That is possible. I think that one of the things that is really interesting is that Murdoch's newspapers have historically been very heavily in support of the policies that Klein has introduced. So that, I think, is unlikely to change. I think we're likely to still see a lot of sort of pushing for the types of reforms that Klein has wanted coming from Murdoch-owned outlets.
And Mayor Bloomberg, who is famously against political parties, has just had 8 years of Joel Klein as his chancellor, who came from the Clinton administration, and now is hiring Kathy Black, who has a record of donating to Republicans. So probably both of those things mean nothing?
One thing I read is that Murdoch does like to have a Democrat around. He hasn't had one since Peter Chernin left and Gary Ginsburg left. I don't know. As far as Bloomberg, I think the more important thing is Kathy's management style probably appealed to him.
So that's Joel Klein's new job, Rupert Murdoch's Democrat, or something like that. Well, we will leave it there, and New York City will, I'm sure, and should give Kathleen Black a chance to be the great schools chancellor that she hopes to be. I think it's clear that her heart is in the right place, and we will see how this works out. So Maura Walls, education reporter from GothamSchools.org, Matt Flam, media reporter from Crane's New York Business, thanks a lot for coming on and comparing notes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will talk to Will Salatan from Slate, who has a counterintuitive take on the election results. He says they should actually be seen as a big victory for President Obama and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We'll find out why.